Recently, one of my LinkedIn contacts has sent me this message to explain what are the 5 program management performance domains and how they are interconnected with each other. And if I could give an example with the launch of new satellite program, this person was working for a space research organization and he was also pursuing the program management professional certification. First of all, thank you for asking this question, and let me try to explain what are the 5 program management performance domains and how they are interconnected, and also try to give an example from the satellite industry. Now, in program management, there are 5 domains that collectively addresses different aspects of program management. These domains are interconnected and work in tandem to ensure the successful execution of a program. The 5 program management performance domains are: the first is program strategy alignment. This domain focuses on establishing a clear strategic vision and aligning the program objective with the overall organizational goal. It involves understanding the organization's strategic priorities and defining program objectives accordingly. For example, if an organization's strategic goal is to improve customer satisfaction, a program might be initiated to enhance the customer service process. The second program management performance domain is program benefit management. This domain deals with identifying, qualifying, and tracking the benefit that the program aims to deliver. It involves defining key performance indicators, establishing metrics, and monitoring the progress of benefit realization throughout the program lifecycle. For instance, if a program aims to reduce energy consumptions, the benefit might be measured in terms of cost saving and environmental impact reduction. The third program management performance domain is program stakeholder engagement. This domain focuses on effectively engaging and managing stakeholders' expectations who have an interest or influence over the program. It involves identifying stakeholders, understanding their needs and expectations, and developing strategies to engage and communicate with them. For example, in a program to develop a new software system, stakeholders may include end users, project managers, executives, and external vendors. The fourth program management performance domain is program governance. Now, this domain is concerned with establishing the framework, policies, procedures for governing the program. It involves defining decision-making structure, establishing control mechanism, and ensuring compliance with regulation and standards. For instance, program governance may include regular program reviews, risk management processes, and adherence to legal and regulatory requirements. The last and final program management performance domain is program lifecycle management. This domain encompasses the overall management of program throughout its life cycle, from the program formulation to closure.
So, few of the program life cycle management activities are: selecting the right program manager, securing the funding for the program, identifying the right program components such as projects, subsidiary program, and other program related activities, and more importantly, building the new operational state within which the delivered benefit can be sustained by the operations team.
So I hope, friends, you have understood what are the 5 program management performance domains. These 5 performance domains are interconnected and overlap throughout the program management processes. For example, the program strategy alignment domain provides the foundation for the other domain by defining the program objectives and direction. Program benefit management relies on accurate stakeholder engagement to identify and measure the desired outcome. Program governance ensures that the program is aligned with the strategic objective and provides oversight and control to other domains. And program lifecycle management involves executing the strategies defined in the other domains and monitoring progress. Remember, concurrency between these domains is evident in how they interact and influence each other simultaneously. For instance, effective stakeholder engagement is crucial for defining the program strategy and aligning it with organization goals. Similarly, program benefit management relies on accurate governance to ensure the benefits are properly tracked and realized. These domains work concurrently with inputs and outputs following between them to create a cohesive program management approach. Now, let me try to give an example and map these five domains to a new satellite launch program. In a satellite launch program, what is program strategy alignment? In the context of satellite program, program strategy alignment involves aligning the objectives of the satellite launch with the organization's strategic objectives. For example, the program strategy might be to improve communication infrastructure by launching a satellite to provide enhanced global connectivity and coverage. The program benefit management performance domain mapping with this satellite launch program. This domain in satellite program context focuses on identifying and tracking the benefit derived from the satellite launch. It involves defining the key performance indicators related to the satellite performance, coverage area, data transmission, capabilities, and potential revenue generation. For instance, the benefit may be measured in terms of increased data throughput, expanded customer base, or improved service quality. Program stakeholder engagement performance domain. In the satellite program context, the stakeholder engagement is crucial to involve relevant parties and addresses their interests and concerns. Stakeholders may include government agencies, industry partners, customers, and regulatory bodies. Effective stakeholder engagement ensures collaboration, regulatory compliances, and support from the program. For example, engaging with regulatory authorities to obtain necessary permits and licenses. The fourth domain is program governance. Governance in a satellite program involves establishing a framework and processes to ensure effective program management and compliance with legal and regulatory requirements. It includes defining roles and responsibilities, establishing quality assurance and control mechanism, and managing risk associated with satellite launch. For instance, ensuring compliance with international space regulation, establishing safety protocol, and conducting regular program reviews. The program lifecycle management performance domain. In the context of a satellite launch program, this domain focuses on overall management of satellite program throughout its lifecycle, from initial planning to launch and building a new operational state. It involves activities such as requirement gathering, satellite design and development, testing, launch operations, and ensuring that the operations team is ready for ongoing support and maintenance of satellite-related services. For example, coordinating satellite manufacturing, conducting testing and integration, managing launch logistics, and ensuring successful deployment in the orbit. These are few of the examples of program lifecycle activities in the context of satellite launch program. So in summary, the five program management performance domains, which are program strategy alignment, program benefit management, program stakeholder engagement, program governance, and program lifecycle management, they are interconnected and operate concurrently to ensure the success of a program. Yes, that is all. I hope all of you now knows what are the 5 program management performance domains with this satellite launch program example. Friends, if you have any questions around the program management certification, the PGFP certification, then do reach out to us. You can find our contact information in this podcast description, and the Adult Skills team would love to help you achieve the PGFP certification in your first attempt with above target score. And what is more important for us at Adult Skills is not only about your PGFP certification, but what is more important for us is that you understand the program management thoroughly and you are able to apply these concepts from these 5 program management performance domains in your day-to-day program management work, and you are able to deliver better program results and able to contribute to organization strategic goals and objectives. Thank you for listening to this podcast. So P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Domain. I'm your host Kailash Upadhyay. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Do subscribe and follow to this show and share these episodes with your friends, colleagues to build the better program management community. So that's all. Thank you again. Have a great day.